And good morning, everybody. We're taking a break from Open Line this morning. As joining us in studio from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce, we have Candy Westbrook. Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hello. Doing great. Doing great.
It's good to have you in studio today. And of course, another virtual CNN today. And before we do get started, have we found a host for CNN next week?
I think it's Isham's.
Ah, there we go. That's a good place to go. So, and Isham's been there forever. So,
And they tell such great stories whenever we have CNN there. So we love it.
All right. So that will be happening next week. So having the actual CNN, and those are always fun because you get to see people in person instead of,
I don't think it'll be next week, though.
That's right. It'll be the week after. I just realized that next week is not the first. It is the 30th. So, so it'll be the week after. So, so anyway, those are still a lot of fun, though.
That's still great. Yes.
All right. All right. Well, Candy, you do have the virtual CNN today. And what is going on?
Okay. I got a lot, actually, today. So good stuff. So Ashley Ricks from Southeast Kansas, the Coffeyville Council, it's a real estate council. Home sales are been really, really good this year. They fell a little bit in August, so they have 214 active listings right now, which is about almost a 6 month supply of homes. Median price is $89,000, but like I said, overall home sales have been really good this year. It's definitely a market for sellers if you are thinking about selling a house. So Jamie Grant, Coffeyville Rec. So this weekend, they're having an all-timers walk. It's the 26th, of course, Saturday at 10 a.m. You meet at Walter Johnson Park. There'll be a Promise Garden set up for pitchers, and there's going to be a caregiver there who lost her grandmother to Alzheimer's that's going to talk about her experiences, and then everybody will spread out, social distance, and start the walk. So come on out. Skylar Hicks, Sunflower Soda Shop. So they have a whole bunch of new desserts that are fall inspired. So fall is here. Things are starting to come out. The drinks are coming out. Soups. You just talked about the soups today. So it's all coming. It's coming.
Especially that hot chocolate. Mm.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's what they talked about, too. They're like, don't forget, we have our little, they call it the beverage nook in the back, which has the hot chocolate and the lattes. And
I mean, because that's one drink I will not drink in summer is hot chocolate. It just is not right. But man, once it starts getting cold, get that hot chocolate going.
That's
especially
true.
Especially like when I have my kids during once it starts getting to the Christmas area, when we watch the Polar Express, we watch that at night. I let them stay up later and I have them get in their pajamas. I put my pajamas on and we have hot chocolate and watch that movie. Uh-huh. It's that's one of the movies we always watch every year together where we wear our pajamas and we drink our hot chocolate. And I'll make sure I have lots of it so we can have two, maybe three cups.
Yeah. Well, I've also been one of those people that was a diehard, you can't drink coffee cold. That just in my mind it was like, that doesn't make sense, that's not coffee,
right?
You know, I have slowly changed my tune to that. I love going down to the Turbineth, and they have iced coffees that are so good. So I'm like, okay, I guess I can't say that anymore.
So head on to the Sunflower Soda Fountain. They got great stuff over there.
Yes, so many things. So check out on their Facebook, they've been doing lots of giveaways too, so if you want to get some free good stuff. So, Fair and Rodeo, the Demo Derby is on. It's going to be on October 17th. So, that was one of the events that they had to cancel during Fair and Rodeo, but they really wanted to still have it, so they pushed it to the fall. And I don't know all the plans and details of how they're going to social distance, but they are going to have more information coming out in the next few weeks. So, just check out the Fair and Rodeo Facebook page, and they'll have ticket prices and details and all that. But that's October 17th. Yeah.
All right. That's awesome.
The Coffeyville Museum, speaking of activities going on, the first weekend of October, which is normally our Dalton Defenders, that's not happening, but the museum is having kind of a living characters on Friday night and on Saturday day, and that'll help celebrate the normal Dalton Defenders weekend. So you go to the museum, it's only going to be $5 to get in, and then they're going to have all these living characters walking around in the museum and also down Death Alley and just all over. So come out that weekend and check them out.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. There's also going to be lots of things going on down there as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's just they can't do the reenactments just because it'd be hard to social distance that. Yeah. But with this living characters type thing, you can kind of do that. So it's going to be very, very cool.
Exactly. So, Leanne Stein from the Coffeeville Library. Today is preschool story time at 11:15. Thursday, they're going to have a teen craft. They're going to do some paint projects. So that's at 4 o'clock. The next Tuesday at 4 o'clock, they're having a kids craft with thumb paint. So check out their library Facebook page or website for all their events. Also, they're hiring a library assistant. So just go to their webpage under employment, and they are needing an application and resume for that. Excuse me. Now, this is kind of cool. The Phil Kinley High School debate is going to do a virtual debate. Normally, they bring in teams from all kinds of schools, and it's, you know, hundreds of kids there. Mm-hmm. So they're going to do it virtual. And so they're looking for judges. And I had someone say, oh, I've never done that. I'm not an expert. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to mess it up. They will show you kind of what to look for and give you guidance. It's really easy. And now you can do it in your home. So it's super easy. All you have to do is have an internet connection, a phone number, and free time. That's going to be October 17th. And their topic is going to be on reforming the criminal justice system. So.
All right. So sounds good.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool. Love that they're doing different things like that. Lisa Brookover. So recently they had the cleanup at the Air Museum. Didn't get everything clean, so they're still needing some help with kind of getting that, you know, back into tip-top shape. But they are looking for volunteers on Saturdays and Sundays so that they can keep that museum open. So if you're looking for a volunteer opportunity, you want to do, you know, one day a month or 2 days a month or whatever, call Lisa at 251-2145, or you can call me at the chamber and I can give you some more information on that. Here's another exciting event happening in October. So I'm excited to see some events start to go. You know, October right. will be a little bit more exciting than normal, thankfully. The Daylight Defenders Lions Clubs is going to have their spook trail out at the Cedar Bluff Camp.
Ooh, there we go.
Yes.
I remember this from last year.
Oh, you do? Yes. 4 nights. So they'll do it October 23rd and 24th, Friday, Saturday. And then the next weekend on Friday and Saturday. You ride through the spook trail at 7:30 each night. And they're going to have more details, so just kind of be watching for during CNN or Facebook on some more details on that. So, yay! Some stuff for the kiddos
yeah,
to
do. Yeah, good fun stuff. So.
Yes.
And a little scared doesn't hurt.
Exactly. Oh. So, speaking of Halloween, though, I wanted to talk about an event that we are having, the Spooktacular. So, a lot of questions about whether we're going to have it this year because it's a downtown trick-or-treating event for mm-hmm. the kiddos. Usually a pretty big crowd, so we were like, what, you know, how can we do this? So we are going to have it, and we are looking for anybody that wants to have a table to hand out candy, so a club, a business, an organization, or if you just want to donate bags of candy, because as I said last week, we are going to need donations because it's been a tight year, and so we want to make sure we have enough candy for all the kiddos. So if you can donate candy, drop it off at the chamber in the next couple weeks. But what we're going to do is have the kids, number one, we're going to have all the tables spread out. Normally we'd have a lot of them down at the plaza right in front of my building.
Right.
So now it's going to be all up and down 8th Street, 9th Street, and on the street in front of our building. So we're going to have everybody spread out, so that way there's not going to be any crowds of line on top of each other. Everybody will be, you know, you can stand 6 feet away right. waiting your turn to go get your candy.
Right.
And then we're also going to have the kiddos kind of go a certain route. So we're going to have them come down 9th Street, then turn on Walnut, and then go up 9th. So that way they're not going kind of all over the place.
Right. It's kind of going in a single file one way
yes,
only.
Yes, yes. And then, of course, everybody handing out candy will have masks on, gloves, you know. So we're hoping to try to make it where it's a safe outdoor event for the kids, but they still get to get out with
right.
their costumes and
yeah.
have some fun. So
try to make it as normal as possible.
Yes. And I, let me look at the calendar. I was like, what's the date on that? It's Monday the 26th.
Okay.
We always have it on a Monday to avoid some school activities. So that'll be at Monday, and that'll be at 4:30. Some other things going on. So good news, for months and months, it felt like for years, it felt like for me, we talked about the census.
Mm-hmm.
finally, we're down to the last, not even like, I think 10 days before they finalize it. And good news for us, Kansas was one of the, it was the very highest state in our region. I think it was like 10 or 12 states. And we had a 98.6% response rate. So that is great. We finally kicked it up and got it done there. But there's still time. So if you happen to know anybody that just were like, oh, I don't care, or I don't know how, or whatever, there's still time to do it. Because, as you know, it's been a challenging year. 2021 is going to be challenging as well financially. So every bit we can get from the state and from the government, we need it. So if you haven't responded, there's still time. But kudos to everybody that did that. So.
But once 2020 is done, we will no longer speak of this year.
Yes, so. We will be done with that.
Exactly.
So.
Go away, 2020.
Yeah. Best wishes for Joe Fons. He is retiring after 26 years at John Deere. So one of my favorite people in the world. He's been great for the chamber and our community. So just best wishes for him. Couple other activities or dates real quick to save. October 1st, which is next week, we are having a webinar on how to submit your PPP loan forgiveness paperwork. So that's for all those businesses out there that applied for that loan. This was way back in April and May.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a loan unless you submit the paperwork and get approved to have it forgiven, which is the goal.
Right.
You don't want to have to pay it back.
But basically, it becomes almost like a grant at that point.
Right, exactly. But as you know, with any government paperwork, oh my gosh.
It's pain.
It's just crazy. So it's not easy. They don't make it easy. But we have someone coming from the SBA, Small Business Administration, and he's our regional representative, I think, from Kansas City. So he's going to present the webinar to show you how to submit all that paperwork. So this is open to anybody. Normally, we kind of charge if you're not a member. But right now, I want every business in town to have access to that. Get on. Make sure you get that grant. So October 1st, call me at the chamber, and I'll sign you up for that.
Because it was a percentage had to be used for payroll or something like that. So,
yeah.
And if you meet that threshold, it'll basically, once you fill out the paper and it gets approved, or the paperwork it gets approved, it basically turns from a loan into a grant.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about paying that back off.
And really, gosh, that's what we need. I mean, nobody wants to be paying loans back. Because, like I said, we're still kind of in that financially challenging time. So,
trying to bounce back.
Yes, so. Exactly.
So. That's why we always say shop local.
Uh-huh.
Help out those local businesses help us during other times.
Mm-hmm.
So,
in fact, I posted about that yesterday. Yesterday was Small Business Week for America, for everybody. And so it was just kind of a shop small, support our small businesses, make sure that they're here for next week, next month, next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So, another webinar coming up. Not webinar. This is actually in person. We're going to have a lunch and learn that is on October 22nd. And it's going to be on motivation in the workplace, especially as it relates to the pandemic and the challenge we have of 2020. So just kind of stress, anxiety, depression, they're all really high right now. But there's ways that we can give ourselves a little peace and motivation and energy. And so we're going to kind of give you the tools on how to make sure that you're continuing to be motivated in your job and in our community. So sign up with the chamber. It's free for chamber members and a very small fee for non-members. Again, that's the 22nd. And my final thought of the day is a kudos to Coffeeville. This past weekend, my husband and I went away for a day trip to celebrate our 23rd anniversary.
Yeah,
so,
congratulations.
Yay. So I was able to get away, and it was in a popular touristy town. And I'll tell you what, every place we visited, the stores, restaurants, just everywhere, these workers were the most unhappy people I've ever been around. I mean, I was just like, in awe, like, okay, first place, okay, maybe they're having a bad day. Second place, third place, fourth place. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on here? And I know part of it is in this particular town, masks are not encouraged, they're required. Like, you cannot walk in a place without a mask.
Mm-hmm.
They make you leave. And the restaurants and the bars and all the places still have to be like half capacity. So they, you know, you can't even stand and wait. Like, we were going to a restaurant and we're like, well, we'll wait for an opening. They're like, no, you can't even come in.
Right.
We're full. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
So
fine.
I know they're under a lot of stress, but I mean, they're just, it was depressing. They were so grumpy. And it made me feel blessed that we in Coffeyville have, not everybody wants to go to work every day, but at least they show up and they smile and right. They have that good customer service. Every restaurant I've been in town here or retail shop, you know, they greet you. They're nice and they're cordial. And I appreciate that. When you don't have that, then you realize how much you appreciate what you have here. So
right.
Shout out to Coffeyville and all the good customer service and the good stores that we have here. So.
All right. So lots of good stuff. So, Candy, if anybody has any questions for you about what we talked about or maybe questions about something else, how can they get a hold of you?
Of course, phone number is 251-2550. Anytime you want to message us on Facebook, you can email me on the website is my email address. And of course, you can come in and see me all the time.
And have ices.
And have
ices. All right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. But when we come back, we'll have more Open Line. You're listening to Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Wednesday morning.